All right, sit down there.
Okay. Hi, Ms. Ward. Thank you for being able to chat with us today on the whole history project we're doing of ESMOD, Race and Place, the African American Community History, and of growing up in the community and going to school at the ESMOD school and then on to Burley. And I just wanted to ask you a few questions. My name is Bernie Jones, like I mentioned earlier. I'm the project manager for the project. And the questions we wanted to ask you are sort of very general about what you remember from growing up in the community. And I just want to start by asking you what your name is.
Ruth Ward.
Is that your full name?
Ruth Cornelia.
Okay, Cornelia Ward.
Ann Ward.
Ann.
That's what my mama gets. Four names, but Ruth okay. Cornelia Ann Ward.
And we know by any other name besides that?
Connie?
Yeah.
Okay. C-O-R-N-E-A.
Okay. And what's your year of birth?
1935.
Same as my mom. Mm-hmm. And where were you raised?
Esmond.
And how long have you lived here?
Most of my life.
Okay.
Well, not half of it. Here.
So where else did you live besides Esmond?
Charlottesville.
Okay.
And New York.
City, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you live in Charlottesville, when did you live there?
After I graduated.
From?
Burley.
Burley?
1954.
And when did you move to New York?
1959, I believe.
Okay. And how long did you live in New York?
30 years.
Yes. And then you came back?
Yeah.
To live in Esmond?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what part of New York City do you live in when you live there?
I live in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
I lived in the Bronx. I lived in New York City. Mm-hmm. I ended up in the Bronx.
Hey, come
okay.
Hi,
everybody. Hi.
And are you currently retired or are
yes.
you working?
Okay. Retired.
Retired.
Oh,
and
anybody?
What sort of work did you do when you
banking.
Were working?
Banking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I came back to Atlanta. What year?
1988.
Yeah, I found one in the basement of the hospital, but sometimes it had about 20 of us in one room.
Mm-hmm.
When I had my dorm, there was a bed here, a bed here, a bed there.
Mm-hmm. When you sit out in the hall, I know I had to wait for my cast iron. I wouldn't be in a room, I'd be in a hall, mm-hmm. a little hall waiting.
Yeah.
To see if they were going to keep me or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to keep me, so, because the cast was dry.
Right.
That old way
yeah.
of drying your cast in.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stay in overnight. But then they finally found somewhere to put me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know something about my father. He had his legs broken.
Well, I guess I can, if you what were your parents' names?
Reverend and Mrs. W.D. Ward.
Okay.
Her name is Julia.
Mm-hmm. Your dad was a minister?
Uh-huh.
And what church was he the minister of?
Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in Esmond?
It's in Keene, a couple of miles away.
Nelson County and Scottsdale.
Okay.
Ebenezer?
At that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what year was that he was the minister of Mount Pleasant?
I think he started. Early. Well, we were little kids.
He
okay.
was there for 21 years.
Yeah.
From 19 when to when?
I've forgotten.
Let's say 1935.
Okay. Okay. And for about 20 years after that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And were your parents from Esmond or were
mm-hmm.
they from elsewhere? Okay.
Oh, no, my father's from Philadelphia.
Okay. And your mom was from?
Esmond.
Esmond? Okay. Do you remember what years your parents were born?
Ooh, 1909
and 1907.
And 1907.
Okay. Reverend Ward was born in 1909?
Mm-hmm. No, seven.
Mama
07.
Oh, okay. Okay. And did they live in Esmond
mm-hmm.
the entire married life?
Mm-hmm.
They live elsewhere?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Esmond.
Okay. Okay. Do they have any relatives who live in Esmond too? your mom?
Oh, please? Yeah, all of her brothers and sisters.
Okay.
There's mom.
Her.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, grandpa. My grandfather. Her father. My mother's father and her mother's, her sister and brother.
Oh, okay. What was your, I guess if you can just tell me the names of some of your aunts and...
Okay, well, my mother's brothers and sisters, Maud Adams.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot. Sadie.
John
Nelson, which is her husband. Virginia's.
That's Virginia's husband. Okay.
And Sadie Washington. Sadie had so many names.
And you're Virginia, your last name is?
Nelson.
Nelson, okay. And it was, and your husband's name was?
John.
Okay.
But I was saying that my mother's, what was it, my mother's father was her mother's sister. So they were sister and brother.
And what were their names?
Hattie
Nelson.
Nelson Gardner.
Okay. Hattie Nelson Gardner.
13 of those kids.
Right? Yeah, 13. Mm, wow. And then your, I guess, your, was it your grandfather who was?
Her mother's.
Oh, okay. And then your grandfather's name was?
Joseph Nelson.
Okay. And there's a relationship to you, too, because it was...
In-laws.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. It's, and you have a small community. You always
yeah.
have that sort of mix. And John was Joseph's, I guess, son, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they all lived in Esmont, I think. Okay. And what did... I guess your grandfather, then it would have been your mom's dad. Was he a preacher also?
No. I guess he was, you called him a farmer.
He was a farmer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He could go through the community and perhaps he was gardening.
Okay. His name was Mac.
The mule.
Oh, it's a mule. Okay, I knew somebody was Mac. It's just not sure what it was. The mule. Okay. And make sure I remember. Your grandfather's name was?
Joseph,
okay. And did they go to school in Esmont, the various relatives you were talking about?
Yeah, I think they went to Glendower.
Glendower?
Which is a few miles away from here in Keene,
okay.
Virginia.
Okay. Did any of them go to the Yancey School?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't thought about it.
There was no Yancey.
Okay. Okay. Do you know anybody who went to the Yancey School?
When you say Yancey... You mean the Esmont
school?
Yeah, the old Esmont school.
No, they went to Glendower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And who are the teachers you had when you were at Esmont?
Oh, dear.
Starting, as far back as you can remember, when you just started going to school there.
Mrs. Southall.
Okay.
She taught first grade.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Word. She was a Wilson then. Mm-hmm. She taught music. Mrs. Jackson. Mm-hmm. Oh dear. Mrs. Halestock. Mrs. Faulkner?
Mm-hmm. No, Faulkner and Summerall principals.
Oh, they were principals.
Okay. And when did you start going to school there?
Oh.
At Esmont School.
1947.
Probably 41, because I was born.
1941, okay. And you stayed there until what year when you went to Burley? Okay.
Actually, 1949. Between 49 and 50.
Okay. So Mr. Faulkner and, or was it Ms. Faulkner?
Mr. Faulkner, he was the principal.
Okay.
And part of that time, Mr. Summerall
was the principal.
Okay. And Denver Jones. Mm-hmm.
Geneva Wright.
Yeah, Mrs. Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Redd.
Mm-hmm.
R-E-D-D. Oh, yeah, Mrs. McCoy.
Okay, Mrs. McCoy.
She just died, well, I guess a couple of months ago.
And who were some of your neighbors? What part of Esmond did you live in when you were a little girl?
The Gardners were our neighbors.
Okay, Gardners.
Most of the families are our family.
Okay.
The Boldens across the road. And
Swan.
Mr. Swan. That's coming down this way, up that, the other way, the opposite way, was all white farms.
Okay. Was it called any specific neighborhood where you were living in Esmond?
Just
Esmond. Just Esmond. No route number or no rural route number?
Route 1.
Route, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay. And you said that these were all, I guess, neighbors and family members? The Boldens, the Swans.
Swans.
Okay. Do you remember any other neighbors or friends who weren't people who you related to, who lived nearby you, or you remember your, that your parents might have had as friends?
Louis. Yeah. Mrs. Louis. And I said Boldens. There's two families of Boldens. The Copelands. They weren't too far away. And that neighborhood, that's about it. Nelson's.
Okay.
Page. Oh, they weren't there then. No, not there.
Okay.
They were at the Bankleys then.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Bankleys, is that another community or neighborhood?
That's starting into another community.
Oh, okay. Okay. And the type where you're talking about is the 1940s, as far as you remember? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you or your family have any friends or relatives living in Charlottesville at that time?
Yeah, we had relatives in Charlottesville.
And where do they live in Charlottesville? What community?
I don't know whether you would call it. I don't know the community name. It was on West Street.
West Street.
It was on Annie.
Yeah, West Street.
West Street. Do you know anybody living in Vinegar Hill?
Oh, no. That's not a place. That's not where people lived.
Okay.
That's where people went to hang out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or near
bars and restaurants.
Okay.
Where the blacks hung out.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember visiting Vinegar Hill, or were you too young to go? Well, there were restaurants, maybe you might have gone there during the daytime.
We didn't even get to Charlottesville that often.
Okay. And when you did go to Charlottesville, did you go there to shop or for any other reason?
To just look. I didn't have money to buy anything.
Okay. And so how often do you remember going to Charlottesville?
Not too often.
Okay. And do you remember how you got there? Did you take a bus?
My father would take us over.
He took us to the movie. Once a month, he took one of us to the movie.
He did? I don't remember
that.
He
had a
drugstore
get a
favorite
penis. What theater was it?
Paramount.
Paramount Theater?
Yeah.
Okay. And was the theater segregated?
Yes.
Yeah. And where did blacks used to sit at the theater?
Upstairs. In the balcony. At the best seat.
Okay. And so did your father drive out of Charlottesville with you?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you,
okay. They say he got there in like 10 minutes.
Okay.
But I don't believe it. It takes at least 25 minutes to get there. Mm-hmm. But he drove pretty fast.
His grandfather drove an ox. His grandfather, her real sisters, he drove the ox over there to take people to Spellingview.
Okay.
As well.
Mm-hmm. The horse and buggy.
The horse was the ox. The ox wagon. The ox pulled the cart.
Yeah.
He wants to come over here, older people.
Oh, Mrs. Rebecca Jordan was one of the persons he took. She used to be a teacher.
She was a teacher too.
Okay, and what was his name again? This was, I think you said John or...
No, not... Who was it?
Wake up, Goosey.
Oh.
Okay. His first name was... His last name was Goosby?
Louis Goosby.
Okay. He was your great...
Our dad's grandfather.
Okay. Right, your great-grandfather. And You mentioned Rebecca Jordan, and
she was one of the persons, one of the students.
One of the older people of the community that he took over to us suddenly at First Baptist Church.
Okay.
On Main Street.
Okay.
Y'all remember that. Y'all remember that.
So did your great-grandfather used to sort of drive people back and forth?
Yeah, with the ox.
With the ox, okay.
Speed the roads.
That was a text in those days.
Right, and what time period was that? What time period was that?
Okay, what time period? I knew it because of Rebecca Jordan, the old person told me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know what time it was. She's deceased now, but she's one of my seniors, and she just shared with me. Mm-hmm. I used to take her. Whenever anybody had to go to Charlottesville,
there
was always
an
ox coming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dead roads.
Dead roads then.
Yeah. So you said
dead roads.
Dead roads back then. Mm-hmm. It used to be, I guess, the Scottsville-Charlottesville road. Is that the road they used to call it, or did they call it something else?
It would be the same road.
The same road?
Same road. Just wasn't paid.
Okay. Do you know anyone who lived in Prophet at that time?
I don't know where Prophet is.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the conference pastor.
Oh,
okay. Do you remember any school rivalries between the Esma school and any schools in Charlottesville in terms of teams or sports and things of that nature?
Mm-hmm. From Barely, not from Esma.
Okay.
Rivalries everywhere they went.
Okay. It was Burley School and which school?
Oh, dear. I don't remember the other schools around. They used to play football.
Jefferson?
No, Jefferson. Jefferson stopped when Burley started.
Okay.
I can't even remember the places they used to go. Okay. I know they used to go to Lynchburg.
Okay. So when you said Jefferson stopped, you mean the high school discontinued once Burley opened?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
And the Esma school also discontinued when Burley opened? Or?
No, it continued as an elementary
school.
Okay.
For a short while.
Okay.
This is long before Yancey started.
Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned you used to sort of go to Charlottesville to look around.
Yeah.
What do you remember about Charlottesville back then?
The segregated bus stations.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
The white sat in the front and the blacks were... Well, actually, blacks are on this side and whites are on the front. You couldn't go across, past that door, into the white area.
And these were the public buses in Charlottesville?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, the bathrooms are segregated, too. Mm. And, of course, quality of the black side was naturally not as good as the white side.
Right. And these were the bathrooms located where? In the bus station,
yeah,
you said?
In the bus station, yeah.
And where was the bus station located?
Water Street?
On the end of East Mark on Main Street. East Water Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There are times that black people bucked the black, bucked the white, and went there in and out. When Janice Scott was in college at the time, all dressed up, looked like she stepped out of a magazine. She went up to the point, and they left her through. They left her in.
And this was what year, do you remember?
Oh, Rose was in college. My sister's mother Rose was in college, because he was in college for the same time.
56 in there.
Okay.
They were staring at her, and they couldn't help but wait on her. She looked so good.
Okay. And this happened where? At which
bus station?
The bus station.
Janet Scott.
Janet Scott.
She's on. What's her married name?
You interviewed her. You interviewed her.
Medoya's
sister.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah. I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. She lives in Ohio now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. Okay. And do you remember any restaurants downtown we used to go eat or?
Just in the bus station.
Just the bus station.
That was it.
There were several on Vinegar Hill, but we don't remember the name.
We don't.
Like restaurants, you can go eat.
So was Vinegar Hill a very grown-up place, like the adults were
yes,
there?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
My husband had a lot of people who live off of Vinegar Hill.
Okay.
Now, the lower part of Vinegar Hill.
Okay. And were there any stores your parents used to go to? downtown
Robinson's.
Charlottesville.
To buy our clothes at Robinson's.
Shoe store, Miss Miller's shoe store.
Victory shoe
store.
Store,
yeah.
Okay. Leggett's.
Mm-hmm. At that time, it was World War II.
Five and ten stores.
Yeah, Woolworth's. Five and ten store.
Do you remember segregation in the stores in terms of what stores you could go to? What do you remember about it?
Well, you just, well, first of all, you didn't sit down. Blacks didn't sit down.
Where was this? At the restaurants? Woolworth's.
In Woolworth's.
You didn't sit down.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ordered, you could order your food, but you stood up on the end of the counter, but you didn't sit down.
Okay.
To eat.
Okay.
That, I don't think they sat down until about 1954.
Okay.
Yeah, around that time.
Okay. I'm sorry?
A little later than 1954.
Okay.
They'd be the
right. And how about when you go to this the stores to get your clothes? Do you remember anything in particular about that?
Could you try clothes on?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
You'd bring it back. You'd have to bring it back if it didn't fit.
Okay.
If I'm thinking straight, at that time, you couldn't try it on and you couldn't take it out.
Couldn't take it out.
Couldn't take it home and bring it back. Not black people.
Oh, you mean if it didn't fit, you couldn't bring it back?
No, you had to look at it in the store.
Oh.
You can't carry it home and say it didn't fit outside and bring it back.
Well, I don't
know. They didn't let black people do that. But if you were a lighter black skinned person, you could do it.
Really?
Like one of my aunts.
What stores were these?
Robinson.
Robinson's. And where is it located, the Robinson store?
It was on Main Street.
And did you know the Benjamin Yancey family? Did you know them?
No. Well, they lived here in the community. I just know them by name.
Okay.
I don't really know them.
Okay.
I knew the judge just by name.
Okay. Okay. Hmm. And what are some of your earliest memories of living in Esmond?
Hmm.
That you can remember when you were little.
You mean around the house?
Living in the community, the things you remember that were memorable?
The only thing we did was go to school and go to church.
Okay. And that was your dad's church that you went to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was there a lot of interaction between the churches?
Not like it is now.
Okay.
No, not that much. Well, I guess we all went to each other. We went to, each other's churches. Or we went wherever he went.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to a lot of churches.
And said, oh, they like
It's the BTU, didn't it?
Yes,
you don't
have that BTU Indianite Service.
And were there any community events that brought the community together that you can remember?
Church.
Just a church.
Parent Teachers Association.
And Progressive
PTA.
Club.
Okay. You said the Progressive Club, and what was that?
That's where the farmers, people came together to show off their vegetables. And they used to have a cannery, you cane vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Arthur's Hall, which is now the Ward Center.
Okay. And where was that located, that hall?
It's like, as you throw a rock down almost.
Okay.
At the police satellite station.
Okay. And what did you do for fun when you were little? You used to play at the house? Or?
Just play at the house. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We used to visit. We used to visit now. You know, we used to visit one another.
Yeah, in the area.
Yeah,
right in the community.
Don't do that no more.
Did any of your parents belong to any community organizations?
Yeah. What was the Household of Ruth?
Yeah, Household of Ruth.
My mother belonged to the Household of Ruth. My father was an author.
Garden Club.
Garden Club.
Mm-hmm. And what was the Garden Club's name? Do you remember?
Greencroft.
Greencroft.
Still is.
Okay. They're still active today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And was it primarily for gardening purposes, those who gardened?
Mm-hmm.
And did
they used to have gardens to support the community.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they used to sell things from their gardens, or what did they do exactly?
No, I don't think they sold it. They just gave it away.
Oh, okay. When you're saying they gave it away, they gave out seeds or plants?
No,
or?
They had a garden back here for the seniors. Anything that grew in the garden, they would give it to the seniors.
Oh, okay, the community?
Yeah.
Okay.
The seniors worked in it.
People, when they had to progressive club.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a contest. See who's going to come first. I remember my daddy and another lady in the community. She said, I prayed my beans last night with daddy running on plant his and water them. Make sure his come first. At a special time of the year, they all bring them down to the Arthur's Hall. All kinds of vegetables. And the county extension police come up and judge. And they got red ribbons, or blue ribbons, or white ribbons. And they're told how, you know, how to make the best garden.
Okay. Nice. Now, when you actually lived in Charlottesville, were you working in town or going to school in town?
Working.
Where were you working?
I worked in a private family.
Okay.
And I worked as a waitress.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Oh, what's the name of that place? The Virginian.
Oh, okay.
At the university.
Uh-huh.
I worked there as a waitress.
Okay. And when you said you worked for a private family, were you doing domestic work?
Yeah.
Or? Okay. Mm-hmm. And what family did you work for?
Oh, dear, I don't remember the names.
Okay. I do you remember what years you were doing that sort of work?
It had to be 56, 7, 8 in there someplace.
Okay.
Because I left here in 59.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you worked at the Virginian during what time period?
In and around that same time.
1958,
59? Yeah.
Okay. And what do you remember of the university back then, since you were working at the Virginian? I guess at the corner?
Nothing except it was over there.
Okay.
And that's it. That's it.
Okay. Had no dealings with the university?
Mm-mm.
But most of the
just waiting on the students.
Mm. Okay. How was that?
Not so bad.
Yeah?
Not so bad. No.
Okay.
That was pretty close to where the laws on desegregation had passed at that time.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I think it passed in 54.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So things were beginning to get a little bit better.
So how were they changing, when you remember, around that time?
Well, I didn't have that many dealings with them anyway.
Right.
But, you know, working with them, waiting on them, they were all pretty nice, as far as I could see.
Excuse
me. Blacks couldn't come in the restaurants to eat. But we could go in and work.
Back to school.
Oh, I don't know when that started.
No, they didn't. Because of my son, I had just got married. My son did graduate from New College. My son did graduate from the University of Virginia.
What year?
I said that when he was about 2 years old.
Okay. When did he graduate?
In 78.
Okay.
I claimed it.
Okay. And where did your family do your grocery shopping?
Bain.
Who?
With Bain. My dad got groceries from Bain and Aunt Anna.
Who's Bain?
Bain and Keeney.
And Keeney.
Oh, I remember going down to Esmond. Mrs. Steeds. Mrs. Steeds.
Lane.
Ms. Lane.
You remember Ms. Lane?
Yeah, Lane was at Steeds. He had a store full then. Right,
all I remember is Mrs. Steed.
Okay.
Steed.
Oh, and what's the man at Keen?
Bain.
No.
Mahone.
Across the road.
Mahone.
Mr. Mahone.
Mahone.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they have stores in the
area?
Yeah,
they have stores. Yeah.
Okay.
That Green Mountain store you see there now, Mr. Mahone used to own it.
Had it too.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Simpson.
And Simpson.
Simpson, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jones.
Yeah, that's right. Mrs. Jones.
Jim Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. And did they sell fruits, vegetables, or just groceries?
Yeah. Sold
everything. Mm-hmm. Did your family do any farming at all besides the.
Sure. Yeah,
your dad
being
a teacher. Okay. What kinds of things did you grow on the farmland?
All vegetables and fruit trees.
Okay. Did you have farm animals too?
No.
No farm animals? Do you still have the farm animals?
I don't remember.
He had cows and horses
and pigs.
He wasn't around. I don't remember.
Gosh.
You remember Minnie?
Miss Walker
and Minnie?
Mommy's waiting
on
Maine.
I don't remember Minnie.
How many acres of land do they have?
Oh, I forgot. How many? Oh,
that
it's
in the
woods. Like
six down in the woods.
Six or seven.
Up there.
That we still have.
I think it was three.
And do you still use the farmland today, or did you sell it, or?
Oh, no, it's still there.
The farmland, we live down in the woods.
It's still there, but we don't farm it.
Okay. And was there a major commercial center in Esmont at that time?
No.
Not really.
So Charlottesville was a nice place.
Well, I guess you could call down where the post office was. Mm-hmm. The only place. They had the bank.
Train station,
the grocery store. One clothes store, Mrs. Lane, I think it was, where you could buy material.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I guess you could call that.
Okay.
Did y'all have a name for it?
Esmont Depot.
Esmont Depot.
That's what I remember.
On the bottom.
The bottom. Down in the bottom.
Down in the bottom, you're right.
And do you remember what that was like in terms of segregation during that time period?
I guess you more or less knew your place. And we had no problems.
Okay.
You know, there are certain things we knew we couldn't do. You didn't do.
And if we did anything, great things up here, up on a hill, we blacks. The whites got it first. Like these street lights, we're the only community with street lights. My dad fought for those lights. But they gave it to the white community first, and they didn't ask for it. And they ran short up here. So when my father died, they got so far. I fought and got the rest of them.
And that was in what time period?
That's recent compared to what they're talking about. They're talking about building the Esmont School.
Oh, so that time.
So but there were no lights.
So this is back in the 60s.
Yeah, no, she's not coming up that far.
Oh, okay.
But it's still important nonetheless to care about that.
Yeah.
Sure. But when you said you knew a place, like what kinds of things couldn't you do that you remember?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe you're saying that you knew your place. Like, for example, I
was
talking about expecting living in Esmont, like going out to the depot.
You knew you could not go in those stores. You wouldn't go.
And which stores were those at the Esmont Depot area? Were there any ones you couldn't go to that you remember?
That part I don't remember.
Anytime you went into a black store or into a store, you knew not to touch things like you could touch now. You just, blacks just
you
didn't do it.
Nothing.
You just didn't do it, but a white person could.
Right.
So you knew that you couldn't. You knew you shouldn't.
Right.
So you didn't.
Mr. Steve used to go around and
we
take a note
but
down.
He was very nice.
Your parents would make a note of what they wanted.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
And he'd walk around and pick up the stuff. You couldn't pick it up.
No, you couldn't touch it.
Like we do today.
Right. And which store was this?
Mr. Steve.
Okay.
And down in the bottom.
And what kind of store did he have?
Regular grocery store?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one thing about him, though, as far as segregation is concerned, if you came in before a white person, you came in order. In some of the stores, they would wait on the white person first. But in his, you came into his store, you came, he waited on you in the order that you came into the store.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a pretty nice person.
Right.
I can see him now walking around.
Were there any other churches in the community that you remember besides, I guess, the church that your dad was a pastor of?
This one, New Green Mountain, New Hope. And that's it.
Okay. And did you attend services at the others or visiting them?
Yeah.
And what sort of events did you attend at the other churches?
Oh, they would have, like, revival.
Revivals.
Every year, revivals. They lasted a week.
From one church.
Yeah, they had food.
On the ground.
Yeah, and they have different programs. Or the choir would have their anniversary program.
Mm-hmm.
Or the ushers would have their program. There was always something going on in the church.
And you mentioned that you moved out of Charlottesville, I guess, in 1959. And why did you decide to move? Because you moved up to New York, you said, for 30
years.
Well,
I knew a family. I was a friend of a girl, Anna, what's her name? Annie Gooding.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew they were going to New York, so I went too.
Okay.
And it's a way to get out of here. Really. So I went with them and I stayed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were they people living in Esmont, the Gooding family?
Keene.
They were living in Keene.
Yeah, they were members of our church.
Okay. Okay. So a way to get out of here.
No, we all grew up together.
Okay. And so it's a way to get out of here. I mean,
yeah.
I can. So just tell me, like, why is it in particular you wanted to get away from?
Well,
it?
There's nothing to do here.
In terms of work?
Well, I knew up there you could make more money.
Okay.
You know, there are more opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Here it was domestic only. I went up there. I went directly into a bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
what
you,
kind of
you could. I don't know when people started working and blacks started working in banks down here. Do you remember? When did blacks start working in banks down here?
That hasn't been too very long ago, but I don't remember.
And even then,
yeah,
you could be a teller, and that was about it,
right,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I'll say like the last 10 years, it seemed like within the last 10 years.
Okay. So it was nothing to do here.
Right. And what kind of work did men do? Because if women did domestic work, what kind of work did men do here in the community?
Laboring, building. My father built houses.
Carpentry
work. And farming. They mostly worked on white people's farms.
Mm-hmm.
The Van Cleefs.
Chauffeurs?
Hired just about everybody in Esma.
The Van Cleef family?
Yeah, Van Cleefs. They lived just above us.
Mm-hmm.
MacWilliams and the Lloyds. They employed most of the people in Esmond. Coles is MacWilliams, Van Cleefs, and Lloyds.
Mm-hmm.
That's just about everybody in Esmond worked for them.
Okay.
My father worked for the Coles in his earlier days as a butler.
Okay.
And
so.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's before he became a pastor, was it?
He was a pastor.
He was a pastor. He was a pastor doing both work.
Mm-hmm.
So then your dad was, you said, a pastor, but he was also doing farm laboring, and what else was he doing? And butlering, you said, or?
He worked, well, his day job, well, he built houses, too.
Okay.
You know, I think that houses came later, but he worked at Coles in the daytime, but on Sundays he preached in different churches.
Okay. Houses came in the 50s, beginning of the
50s. In the early 50s,
okay,
he started building houses.
Okay.
And he built our house, and then and built other people's houses.
Right.
Yeah, helped build the church.
Hmm?
Helped build.
Yeah, he helped build
church.
Our church too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
Watson.
That's how the Watson.
And the Watson.
Mm.
See, I was gone then.
Right.
Yeah.
What center was named after your dad?
Yes.
The Ward Center.
The Ward Center.
Mm-hmm.
Now it used to be out Fellas Hall.
Yeah.
It
mm-hmm.
still is.
Oh.
Like mm-hmm. Upstairs, mm-hmm. but downstairs, my dad was adding on when he died,
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
they named it after him.
What year did he die, your dad?
In 1968.
Okay. 1967. Okay.
What?
67. Okay.
No. Yeah, right. You're right.
Because
Carl was up in
the So did your dad preach at other churches
mm-hmm.
besides
mm-hmm.
being the pastor at...
Yeah, they were calling him all the time to all of the different churches to preach.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was a pastor of Mount Pleasant first.
Okay.
Then also he was a pastor of Scottsville. When he died, he was still the pastor of Scottsville.
Okay.
And he was pastor of Shipman.
Mm-hmm.
And where is Thessalonia? I don't know the name of the city. I don't know the name of the city.
Right.
But he pastored several churches.
Okay. I can't think of anything else if you want to.
Thessalonia.
Yeah, but I don't know where Thessalonica is located.
Palmyra.
Yeah, it's in Palmyra, in that county. But
yeah,
I don't know the name of the